You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ahead of the government's announcement this afternoon, there are a lot of questions regarding the Omicron outbreak and the government's response and the rapid antigen testing. I spoke to Dr. Arindam Basu about rapid antigen testing and Aotearoa's Omicron response ahead of the government's announcement later today. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you. It's a great pleasure.
So first of all, how does rapid antigen testing work for anyone who doesn't know?
Okay, see, the rapid antigen testing work on the basis of, you know, using pre-configured antibodies onto a solution containing the actual viral particles. So for example, if somebody has got nasal secretions and these are then, placed on a test strip and it's mixed with a solution, and then what happens is this, that the test strip contains the antibodies to which the viral particles will then merge, and they'll give it a line. And that line will tell you, it's a red colored line that will tell you that, okay, this person has got the positive. If the red colored line doesn't appear on the test strip, then you know that that person is negative. It's not like RT-PCR, which uses genomic technology. Actually, the presence of the viral particles on the sample that are then picked up, or the viral antigens on the sample that are then picked up. And that's why it's called rapid antigen testing. It's rapid because it takes very little time. About half an hour or so, you can get the results.
How effective would rapid antigen tests be in an Omicron outbreak in New Zealand?
Will be effective because the rapid antigen testing, every test that's a diagnostic test, has got properties called specificity and sensitivity. So sensitivity basically is a measurement that tells you that if there is the disease, what is the extent to which the test can pick up. And specificity is if the person does not have the disease, what is the extent to which it can pick it up. Now, in case of the rapid antigen testing, in a situation such as New Zealand, where we do not have many, many cases of COVID yet, we will see that it is fairly useful, because if the rapid antigen test is positive, then the person definitely has the disease. If the person has the disease, however, there's no guarantee that the rapid antigen test is going to be positive. There are false negatives. So the rapid antigen test comes out to be negative, but it's quite possible that the person will still have the virus. But where it really adds value is if you use this in the context of, say, a workplace or in a school where you have got an asymptomatic person and you test them using rapid antigen test, and then that person turns out to be negative, then you can ask that person to go self-isolate, and therefore you can protect the rest of the people within that confined space. So that's the real benefit of this particular test.
Mm. But some experts have made it clear that rapid antigen tests are less accurate than PCRs, which is the nasal swab, and they can return false negatives and positives, like you said. Is there any validity in the government ensuring that people who don't need to take a test won't accidentally return false positives?
Yes, and that's the point to understand, because I think this is the reason why they're quite pragmatic in rolling out first to specific groups of people or professionals. Because if these people turn out to be negative and then the test is repeated, and then they turn out to be, and then they end up with some symptoms, they will still be offered the RT-PCR to validate that whether they really have the problem or not, you see? So this is why it's not ready for everyone as a home testing kit, so that people can test and do them.
Basically, overseas in Australia, the use of rapid antigen testing is quite prevalent. So how useful are they in avoiding queues and delays in trying to get a PCR?
That's right. I mean, it's useful. But remember that it is going to be really useful in a country like New Zealand, where we don't really have a lot of people who are suffering from, who do not really have the infection. Whereas in Australia, when the number of cases went up, it also meant that a lot of false positives were returned, you see. So this is the critical point to understand here. Low prevalence, these tests are going to work well. High prevalence, you will still get them, need to be validating them with the other tests, only because the false positives are going to go up a lot. And this test is associated with false negatives quite a lot.
Mm.
That is, the test is negative, but the person will still have the disease.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing, yeah.
in New Zealand, we're in quite a unique situation here because the Omicron variant is wreaking havoc overseas and we have so far been largely untouched. So we can kind of tool our response based on what we see succeeding or failing overseas. Now, ahead of the announcement this afternoon, what do you expect the government's response to Omicron would be here in New Zealand?
I think so far, as far as we have seen, the government has taken a very pragmatic approach in trying to stay ahead of the any kind of Omicron wave that can come, having known that the modeling activities that have been executed so far have indicated that there can be large number of cases. So this is the reason why you see the government has mandated mask usage. They have moved the country to a red light traffic zone, and with a view that people should get their booster shots and so on and so forth. So I think, in all fairness, those are the same lines of argument through which we can see a little bit more stricter and tighter regulations about the availability of the RAT for specific groups of people. Schools are opening. That's very important, particularly the children, mask usage, and those are the lines that we are going to expect to see more of these announcements are coming from. And in particular, it's very important to find out, contain the spread and mitigation of COVID in the community. This is the general line in which you're going to expect to see the announcements coming.
That was Dr. Arindam Basu from the University of Canterbury speaking to me about rapid antigen testing and Aotearoa's Omicron response ahead of the government's announcement this afternoon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.